Handle on the News.
Handle on the News!
And now, here's Bill Handle.
And good morning, everybody. Bill Handle here on a Friday morning, October 15th. And even before I get to the hello to the crowd, Dodgers win. And as Alex so brilliantly put it with great analysis, they're going to play some more and then they're going to play some more if they win. Fabulous. How do you beat that? Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bill.
Chris Little in for Jennifer. Today, ending the weekend Monday. Jen is back on Tuesday. Vane, good morning.
Boker Tov.
Huh?
That's Hebrew for good morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Hebrew for, yeah, you hate me too. I get that.
Today, you know, we always say it's National Whatever Day, and unbeknownst to most people, Chris, this is a National Exclude the Gentile Day.
So that's what I thought.
That's why I said good morning to him in Hebrew.
Yes. I gotcha.
Excellent.
Am I supposed to say Mazel Tov?
Can. Congratulations. Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov.
Yeah, if you pay a licensing fee.
Yeah, there's two times when people yell Mazel Tov really loudly. One is at a wedding when the groom smashes the glass. Literally, there's a glass usually wrapped up in some kind of a napkin or cloth, and the groom steps on it, smashes it, and you can hear a loud pop, and that signifies the beginning of the marriage. It's not religious. It's just sort of a, you know, a cultural, isn't it fun? And some people use light bulbs because it's a big pop. And then there's a story of a Waterford glass, really thick Waterford glass, and the only pop you heard was the ankle snapping.
The groom. That makes sense. Those Waterford glasses are tough. Yeah.
And then the other Mazel Tov, big Mazel Tov, and this one is a little strange, and a lot of people don't quite get it, is during a circumcision, where the slicing is literally done in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. Men and women all gather around in a circle where that poor little kid is held. It's a great honor to have, I think it's a Zadok or whatever the name is, holds the kid as the moil slices. And the slice happens, everybody goes, Mazel Tov! And claps. Now, this is true.
You know who doesn't yell Mazel Tov? The baby.
Yeah. I'll tell you else. The Mazel Tov among the women is louder than the men because what happens with men, and I've been to more than my share of circumcision ceremonies, is as the cut is made, every guy's sphincter closes up tight. Ooh, it's, yeah. Matter of fact, there was one rabbi who was here in the Valley. I don't know if he's still doing it, who's also a Moyle, Rabbi Lefkowitz, known as Lefty Lefkowitz, because he was Southpaw. And he would come in, literally walk into the room and go, does anybody need a touch-up? He was actually very funny.
Ah.
Okay, enough for Mazel Tov. See, Chris, you started it. Alex, good morning.
Mike. No, Wayne started it.
Oh, with a Boker Tov. Yeah, but you started with Mazel Tov.
I fanned it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you increased it. Yes. And then there's Tyler. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. And Misty is not here today, I assume, right?
Nope.
No.
Okay, Tuesday, not. Thursday.
But it's still a big foreskin Friday. Yeah. KFI.
That's actually very funny. That is funny. And I'm pointing to him, of course.
Yes. Thank you. Because I do what I can.
I understand. All right, guys. It's a Friday, so we're going to have fun this Friday. And the Dodgers win. They're going on to the championship series. The salespeople over there are screaming Mazel Tov and Boker Tov. And they're like just beyond ecstatic. All right, guys, let's do it. Handle on the News with Chris Little in for Jennifer, Vane Resnick in for Vane Resnick, and me. And the lead story.
Strikes. And Flores, did he go?
He did! And the game ends!
And there it is. The Dodgers.
Strike
move on to the National League Championship Series if they pull that. That's it's against
Atlanta Braves.
The Braves.
First game tomorrow, 5:07, live in HD. Search AM570 LA Sports in the iHeartRadio app.
Yep. What is last night? I was looking at the TV, staring at it, wondering where the game was. Who's carrying the game? Television wise.
Well, first, Bill, you have to turn the TV on.
That's a problem.
You're just wondering where the game was.
I understand.
TV's not on.
I put on the menu. Leave me alone. I couldn't find it. Who's carrying it on television? Fox? No, that's Fox Channel 11.
TBS will. TBS will be carrying.
What channel is that on Direct? You know?
No, I don't know what channel TBS is on your system.
How about on Spectrum?
Wayne? Okay, let's help him. What do you have, DirecTV?
I have Direct, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's too complicated.
You guys continue to discuss this Game 5.
No,
and
we're
the fact,
done.
And, well, how
no, we're
about
done.
The fact
we have a lot of news.
All right, fine,
Bill
but the
go
Dodgers
home
continue.
And look it up.
They continue their streak of winning every postseason do-or-die elimination-type game.
What's going to happen with the Giants, Wayne?
What's going to happen with the Giants?
Yeah, they're going to. I'm sorry.
They're the midgets now.
They relax today.
Yeah,
because they don't.
They're happy because they can take. You know, they're done.
No, they're not happy.
They're done. They're done. It's hard
they're
work.
Not happy. You mean the Braves? Oh, or they?
I meant the Braves.
You know, here's what I feel. I feel in my heart the Braves won't be as difficult as the Giants.
Whoa.
But listen, all season, the two best teams in baseball were the Dodgers and the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't have been closer. It went to a Game 5. Game 5 decided by a single run. In the ninth inning, those two teams could not have been.
It was good.
And all season, within other than certain periods, but within a game or two and a half games.
Yeah, it was a hell of
leadership,
a series.
I mean, these two teams were neck and neck and neck and neck.
Yep. Great season, great playoffs.
And I just don't think with the Braves it's going to be quite the same.
All right, Chris, let's move on.
Okay, well, looks like Robert Durst isn't going to be spending very much time in prison, although he was sentenced to life in prison. But the reason he won't be spending so much time in prison is because he's 78.
Yeah, and did you look at him? Did you see what he looked like?
He looked like he was 79.
Yeah, catatonic, drooling.
He has a lot of health problems.
Yeah, he does, really.
Yeah, but he still looks mean.
No, he didn't look mean. He just
his eyes.
Like he just looked like an
he doesn't have as many health problems as Katie Durst or Susan Berman.
Yeah, she has some serious. Yeah, yeah. Those
or
are
the guy in Galveston.
Yeah, those are serious health problems.
You know what? He screwed himself by doing that
documentary where he went in and looked at the mirror in the bathroom with a live mic.
Well, just doing the documentary in general.
I know, got so stupid.
Yeah, the live mic, that was good stuff.
Yeah, live mic effectively admitting that he did it. Real problematic. All right, now we'll take a break. This is KFI. Let's check in with Chris Little. And here we are, everybody. Bill Handel here and the Morning Crew, Friday, October 15th. We continue on with Handel on the News. Chris Little, Wayne Rusnick, and me.
And former President Bill Clinton is recovering at UC Irvine Medical Center from an infection. It's not COVID. He's responding well to those IV antibiotics and fluids. And I guess he's been under treatment for 2 days.
Yeah, urinary tract infection.
They say it's sepsis.
Well, it's a urinary tract infection that's gone south. It's gone into the blood, but
it's gone south and north and east and west.
Yeah, sepsis, it sounds scary, but if you catch it early, you're fine. If you catch it late, you're dead.
Well, then it is scary. Another person, well, actually, it's a woman who has been involved with Bill Cosby, not in the way that it's sounding now, but she has filed a lawsuit about sexual assault. And she says she was prompted in part by Cosby's recent release from prison. And it's something that happened, in Atlantic City in 1990 at a hotel.
Yeah, I can't, 20-something years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well,
30-something years ago. But, 20-something years
ago. Well, what I don't understand, it says something about that she did this within the window of the, what do you call it?
Statute of limitations?
Yeah.
Well, they've extended the statute for all of these allegations, particularly in California, back to, I think, 1882, where you can argue you were sexually assaulted in 1882, and that's within the statute now.
Well, I know you're making a joke, but it's true. They basically said there's a 2-year period where any claims, no matter how old.
Yeah, and I'll bet you they expand that. Also, quick question about Camille Cosby, his wife. And a question to both of you. She has, from the beginning and to this day, denied that any of those allegations are true. All of this is a lie. Do you think she believes that, or that's her position? Do you think she's delusional enough to have bought that?
I think so.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Wayne?
I don't think it's possible for her to be completely delusional here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I base
sometimes
that...
marriages, you know, there are factors that go beyond whether the two people love each other wives stick with their husbands no matter what they do.
If it was me, I'd throw Marjorie under the bus in about 2 seconds.
You mean if she were accused
of
drugging and raping a bunch of dudes?
Yeah, 100%.
And then you would say, oh my God, I married a rapist.
Yeah, and without any proof. Okay, let's move on.
Well, I mean, hopefully there'd be proof we go there.
Doesn't matter.
The 101 is back open up near Santa Barbara,
but that
Aliso fire is still a bear, and firefighters are still working very hard
11%
to get it under control. Yeah. But at least the freeway is back open.
Yeah, 1,300 firefighters are there, and the Reagan Ranch is still being threatened.
It moves west, it's going to move into some burn areas, previous burn scar areas, and that might slow it down a little bit.
Yeah, there's no more fuel. Yeah, later on, I'm going to do a story about this, and it has to do with, is that true? Yeah, wildfire story, and it's interesting what we can do to actually mitigate wildfires. That's at 7:30.
Well, our next story is a wildfire story, talking about high levels of radioactive stuff that landed in neighborhoods from Thousand Oaks to Simi Valley during that Woolsey fire, and I guess it came from the contaminated Santa Susana field lab, which I think has since been demolished.
Yeah, and then the department, California Department of Toxic Substances, which I didn't even know existed, said that, nope, there's no problem after the Woolsey fire. Everything's fine, copacetic. And then Channel 4 did a story that shows, there was plenty of toxic material that flew up in the air. I mean, how could they have not have known? Because you have so many people that had like an extra arm sticking out of their foreheads when they were born. Come on.
That'd be pretty quick, Bill.
Hey, so people in Carson have been dealing with a foul smell, much like rotten eggs, hydrogen sulfide, perhaps, for coming up on 2 weeks now. And to add insult to injury, now they got brown, gross water coming out of their faucets. I would like to quote, if I may, Carson resident Sharon with two N's, and two R's, Thompson, it's just like bloop, bloop, nasty big brown bubbles.
Ugh.
What do you think that does to property values in the area?
Well, you know what? That's got to be coming from a pressurized place, so that means they've got a water tank full of brown, bloop, bloop, bloop stuff. Somewhere. I mean, it's not just like...
Not necessarily, by the way.
Well,
it could be just an algae kind of bloom that's that has exploded in the water.
It's got to be coming from that tank, or maybe it's exploded in the pipes. But, I mean, it's not just something that's running in from some dirty old creek like the Dominguez Channel.
Well, but it has been traced to the Dominguez Channel, according to a city council person.
Yeah, but how does it get into the pipes?
Well, yes, exactly. They're trying to figure that out. At least they're slowly narrowing down the source of the bloop, bloop.
Bloop, bloop. Let's do one more story before the break.
Okay. Well, the union that represents the LA County prosecutors is trying to block DA George Gascon from getting around the civil service regulations by continuing to hire so-called unqualified political supporters.
And who are those unqualified? They're defense attorneys.
Yep.
Now, what does that tell you when a DA is hiring defense attorneys? I think he is going to turn on, during his tenure, turn the department into a public defense department. So there'll be the DA's office, a defense entity, mm-hmm. and they'll be arguing against the public defender, which is a defense entity.
Do you know of anyone enjoying their work there as a deputy DA?
Oh, yeah. Well, not current deputy DAs, but the new previous defense attorneys. Yeah, because they have a chance to overturn the entire concept of prosecuting criminals. Because there are people who think there are no criminals out there. It's society that has caused this.
Then why did they get in the business if they don't want to prosecute criminals?
They did. Well, here's the thing. No. They didn't get into it to prosecute criminals. They got in it to be public defenders.
Yeah, they defend criminals.
And then Gascon, and this part, it's not like I was in the room, okay? But he must be approaching certain people over at the public defender's office and saying, we have a high-level opening here in the district attorney's office. Maybe you would like to apply for it. And I think there must be a few deputy public defenders who are like, oh, this is a promotion for me. It's more salary. I'll go to the other side. And I will go to the other side because the guy at the head of the district attorney's office is simpatico with a defense-minded approach to criminal justice.
He's beyond.
So I'm willing, so I don't feel like I'm a turncoat by going from the public defender's office.
No question about it. I'm going to go beyond that. He's not just simpatico. He is turning the DA's office into a defense department, a defense organization. That's the problem. I wonder how he wins the next election, especially with crime
upticking. It depends on who runs against him.
Yeah,
this is
true.
The key. If nobody good and compelling is there,
he's there,
he will get reelected as an incumbent. But if they can find somebody who can kind of capture the heart of people, he's out.
Yeah. All right. Well, now we'll take a break and go to Chris.
I need more time, but time can't be borrowed.
And good morning, Bill Handel. Yes, it is. Friday morning, October 15th. The Dodgers win the series, the division. Now they go on to the championship. All good news. And back we go. More Handel on the News. Chris Little and me and Wayne.
Well, FDA panel of outside advisors says if you had Moderna and you had your final shot at least 6 months ago, maybe you should get a half-dose booster.
That's the booster. So Pfizer, which has the booster already available, of which I am a recipient. And now it's going to be Moderna. It's going to go. And Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson may follow.
Oh, they will follow.
There's also this research going on, and it's through the National Institutes of Health that may make its way into FDA guidance or FDA rules that says even when you mix and match the vaccines,
that it
is also effective.
I'll tell you what's going to happen.
We may get to the point where it's like, every so often, you have to get a COVID shot, but it won't matter which one.
I tend to agree, and I think that's going to be part of your flu shot every year.
Mm.
It's just going to be in there. And ironically enough, it looks like the FDA is about to approve bleach.
No, they're not. Oh, my God. Don't go there. Don't become that.
I saw it. The FDA is
I'm sure you saw it on YouTube. Or OAN,
yes,
or whatever.
Or Newsmax.
Whatever cockamamie thing you were looking at. Speaking of vaccines, foreign vaccines.
Speaking of vaccines, I'm sorry. I had the wrong button pushed because I'm, doing other things for other stations
right,
in here.
Because you are the news director and you control all things news.
And I had a great line, which is he was not only watching YouTube, but RT.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that would have been such a great segue if only you had pressed the right button.
Yeah. RT, by the way, is the Russian English language news outlet.
Yes.
It's like CNN, Fox. Now, RT has been around forever. And they've hired American reporters. And it's a straight news organization, by the way. You actually watch it and you get good news.
And the country it's named after is struggling to meet orders for its Sputnik V vaccine. And I guess there are people all over the world that would like to get this, at least in Latin America and the Middle East.
Yeah, they were promised this. And the Sputnik, Sputnik vaccine was supposed to be distributed by the billions by now.
Oh, is it Sputnik? I said Sputnik.
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 Yeah. Okay. Or it can be Sputnik.
All right. So this is what they're just, they can't make it fast enough, basically. Right.
Yeah, they have all
the
kinds
orders.
Of distribution problems, manufacturing problems, because the technology is a lot more complicated than the American versions.
And there's no flexibility. It's a first shot, second shot regimen, but you cannot, the first shot is one thing, and the second shot is a different thing. And you can't use a second shot
the same
vial for a first shot.
Right, which you can.
It's overly complicated.
Yes.
Sorry, Russia. Oh, well, the U.S. will reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy put into place under the Trump administration. And the Biden administration announced that it's going to do it, but they don't necessarily want to. It's a judge has ordered them to reinstate it.
Right. And they're going to do it, but in reality, it's I think it's too little too late anyway. The Biden administration already has the reputation of open arms philosophy for any illegal alien coming to the border. Please come in. That's the take on this. That's the reputation. Liberal Democrats and Biden has bought into it in terms of policy.
And this doesn't really change it because they're only doing it under court order. Right. And also, they still have to, even though a court's ordered us to reinstate it, they still have to get approval from the Mexican government.
I know.
Do you think the Mexican government will be more or less cooperative in this regard than they were when Trump was president?
I think they're going to be less cooperative because I think at this point they have more ammunition. They view themselves as much stronger with the Biden administration inviting illegal aliens. Now, keep in mind, this is Mexico determining what the United States does.
Well, it does in terms of sending people
to Mexico.
Well,
the government isn't sending people, although maybe the government is sending people
sending
to get out of
or requiring them to stay before coming here. Either way, Mexico certainly has a stake in what happens and how it runs.
Yes, because if the Remain in Mexico policy continues, which it looks like it's going to unless the Justice Department changes it over, unless maybe the State Department files a lawsuit to get rid of that policy, then you have Mexico has to support tens, hundreds of thousands of people on the other side. Can we get a lot of money? One of the one of the negotiating points could be you pay us.
Yeah, and how much? And maybe Mexico will find a way to make it lucrative.
Yeah, maybe they can make
the
money off this.
To do
yeah.
It. Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and more Handle on the News. But first, checking in with Chris Little. And here we are, Bill Handel Morning Crew. On a Friday, October 15th, Dodgers win it last night. Pretty good stuff, to say the least. Former President Bill Clinton is at UC Irvine Medical Center in Orange County, and he is being treated for a urinary tract infection and septicemia, which is not good news, infection of the blood. Let's move on and finish up. Handle on the News. Chris Little in for Jennifer Jones-Lee today and Monday. Wayne Resnick and me.
All right, this has been going on for a while, and in Texas, they just want to bar transgender students from playing on school sports teams based on their gender identity. So what they've done is they've passed a bill to get it done.
Yeah, it gets kind of interesting because when you look at particularly males turning or become transing into females, testosterone is removed. Estrogen is obviously given to these now females. And it does change the ability, muscle mass, et cetera. So basically what the Texas legislature is saying is, we don't care. You were born a woman, you were born a man, therefore that's who you are. It's pretty, I think, regressive. Is that the right word?
If you mean regressive, yes, then that's the right word.
Regressive. It's also reductive in terms of gender, because it's basically saying if you were born with a penis, you're a man, period, end of discussion for the rest of your life, and the other way around.
Yeah, it's also reductive physiologically in terms of the surgery.
Well, circumcision is also reductive.
To a smaller extent.
Yes. Speaking of Texas, there's audio circulating that was leaked. And it's an educator saying that to a group of teachers, if you have a book on the Holocaust in your classroom, you need to have another one that is has an opposing view. Now, before we all go, oh, my God, this crazy lady saying these crazy things, context is absolutely necessary here. This all begins with the Texas legislature passing a 3979 bill that is this ban on critical race theory. In Texas, there is a law that says if you're teaching something controversial, you basically have to teach both sides.
Right.
So in the Carroll School District in South Lake, Texas, they had a meeting like, okay, how are we going to deal with this law? And the woman speaking here about if you have a Holocaust book was basically like, I guess that's what we have to do. She wasn't saying, hey, if you're going to teach the Holocaust, you better also teach Holocaust deniers. They were venting about the challenges of complying with a law that says anything you teach, you also have to present, quote, the other side, even if it's something where there is no legitimate other side.
Or other than revisionist, other than denial, other than anti-Semitism, I think she could have gone a little further, but you're right.
Well, she was behind closed doors, and venting about, this is going to be tough. You know, like, here are some absurd ideas that we have to think about. So that's why, if she was speaking publicly about it, I would agree with you. She shouldn't have said that. But behind closed doors, she didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with her.
And in the room, one of the teachers who was there said, how do you oppose the Holocaust? Yeah.
And she said, believe me, it's come up.
It's true.
In other words, if you do a class on the Holocaust, somebody will complain.
Right. And there's plenty of revisionist literature out there.
I wonder if it would be enough to comply with the law if you're going to do a thing, a lesson plan on the Holocaust, to just say, and there is a school of thought that exists that says it either wasn't as bad or didn't happen.
That would be enough.
Okay. Nokia says it has a phone that can live 3 weeks between charges, and that phone is an updated version of their 6310 brick phone.
Yeah. What does it look like? I mean, is that the one that...
I have some on my desk.
I mean, is that the one that is about 10 feet?
No, that's the Motorola.
Yeah, that's the first cell phone.
That's the big brick phone, yeah. But then the brick phone that Nokia has... Is Wayne showing you a picture?
Got it. I'm looking at it.
Looks like a big bar of candy or something. But you know what? The thing is back then when you had the 6310, we were in the analog world, and they actually sounded better.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yep.
That is interesting.
I didn't know. You can tell?
Well, I didn't have one. I got a cell phone very late.
What I mean is, analog phones sounded, if you compare them today's digital phones, analog sounds better.
Interesting. How about the Nokia Blasto 5000? Are they bringing that one back?
They're going to, but you have to use a wheelbarrow to move it around.
Now, I think people should understand when they say it's an updated version, it's not a smartphone. It's still limited to the functionality that the phone had back in the day.
It won't browse the internet.
No, you're not going to be browsing the internet or anything, although it does come with that game. I don't know if you ever saw it on a Nokia phone. There's a little low-tech game called Snake.
Snake, yeah.
Yeah, it still comes with Snake. Okay, a robot named Lucy is going to blast off this weekend on a 12-year cruise to a bunch of asteroids out near Jupiter. And take a look, and it'll have science instruments on it, and this is part of what's going to be repeated launches by NASA of different kinds of crafts and devices to explore asteroids.
Doesn't say how big it is, does it?
No, I don't know.
Because these satellites used to be really big, like the size of a minivan. I mean, they were big, big satellites. And today, satellites are really small.
Lucy goes up first. Boom. Next month, something called DART, a little impactor spacecraft, is going to go chase a double asteroid and ram it. Ram the asteroid. And then in the summer, they're going to put up a nickel and iron thing. Or actually, they're going to put up a thing to go explore a nickel and iron asteroid. So they are buying into asteroid exploration as the next thing.
For sure. All right, we're done, guys.
Wait, can I just make a super dumb joke?
Sure.
Asteroid exploration is the new black hole.
Whoa.
Not bad. Not particularly good, but not bad.
You've
had better, for example, describing the contest coming up on Monday for the $1,000 giveaway that's coming back on Monday. All right, coming up, the last COVID surge, that already happened. Well, winter is coming and we're being warned. We have another one coming. I want to give you a little history and why it may or may not happen right here. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.